For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. First Lady Melania Trump is in Texas. She's visiting two facilities that house some of the 2,300 children who've been separated from their parents who entered the country illegally.
We all know they're here without their family. And I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion, and your kindness you're giving them in this difficult time.
Yesterday, President Trump reversed course on his separation policy at the border. In a cabinet meeting, the president said he's committed to zero tolerance and took aim at Democrats.
We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people suffering.
The House is voting today on two immigration bills. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A retired Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Theodore McCarrick, has been removed from public ministry after what officials say are credible and substantiated allegations that he sexually abused a teenager 50 years ago. Tim Lennon is with SNAP, Survivor Network of Those Abused by Priests.
We've had issues with him going back to 2003, with him opposing disclosure of child sex abuse. And then in 2006, when he was opposing this reforming the statute of limitations.
The U.S. Supreme Court has made a ruling that says states can force shoppers to pay sales taxes, even if the retailer has no brick-and-mortar presence in the shopper's state. Stephanie Martz is with the National Retail Federation.
This gets rid of the arbitrary requirement that to collect sales tax, a store has to have a physical presence within a state, and really levels the playing field for merchants of all types.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new report out this week on sexual assaults on passenger planes. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The FBI says there's been a 66% spike in cases of airline sexual assault between 2014 and 2017, as the number rose from 38 investigations to 63 last year. The agency believes the number of assaults taking place may be much higher. Officials say the assaults are most likely to happen on flights when the cabin is dark and the victim is asleep, like red-eye flights. A campaign called Be Air Aware was launched earlier this year, urging people who may have been victims to reach out to law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Instagram has launched a long-form video service to compete with YouTube. Co-founder and CEO Kevin Systrom unveiled IGTV at a San Francisco event yesterday. The new application will extend the previous limit on video uploads from 1 minute to 1 hour, according to Instagram project manager Ashley Yuki. IGTV will house the new long-form vertical videos from content creators and the public, which are accessible from a button on the home screen of the Instagram app, along with the new standalone app. Everything is made for how you naturally hold your phone, Yuki said. Videos play full screen, and there's no wasted space. You can like, comment, and send videos to friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.